Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's February 12, 2024, and we're practicing our hollow read and custom invocations tonight. Welcome, whether you're live or on the recording. So glad you're here. As always, we're going to set up our sacred container first and then do our practice stuff. So as always, I request, since this is an energetic event, that you please be fully present with us and try to stay with us as if you were right here in the room with me, giving the same level of attention. This helps you and everybody else for the container we're holding. If you need to leave early, that's fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out of the space. This applies whether you're live or on the recording. All right, so I'm going to invite you to relax. I'm going to set up the container. Please close your eyes. I'll assume it's safe to do so. And just feel energy moving if you feel it. If not, then just feel your breath come and go on its own. Pacha Mama Kia Wiracocha Inti Quichi. I am that I am. To prepare myself, I call on my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, fourth density, or higher service to other consciousness. Thank you. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self. Ama the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining Ascended Masters whose presence serves highest good. We call their archangels Raphael, Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Metatron. We call all angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirits of the French Broad and Swannanoa Rivers. We call the following sacred mountain spirits and guardian angel. Dragon Mountain Gateway, Shining Rock, Mount Pisgah, Mount Mitchell, Grandfather Mountain, Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Mount Shasta, Mount Everest, Mauna Loa, Mount Kilimanjaro, Uluru. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. There we are. Anyone who wants to call in any additional high vibration allies, feel free to do that now. Thank you. Oh, some more folks showed up. I want to thank everyone who is on the live call at this moment. Thank you so much for showing up. Angela, Carmen, Carrie, Cass and Jim, Heather, someone on an iPad, James, Jennifer, Judy, Marla, Molly, Monica, Marcy, Pete, Risa, Trisha, Virika, and a phone caller. Welcome to all of you, and an equally wonderful welcome to all you folks joining us via the recording. There's always more of those than are on the live call. All right, as I said, tonight we are doing our invocation practice, and let's start with embodied awakening. We always do that, so that wasn't announced, but bonus. So let's now close your eyes. Become aware of how your physical body feels. You feel your energy body, feel that too. Yeah, that's your baseline. So I think you all know the drill on this. We're going to invite our higher self into our human body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So we'll do that with eight words. Say them out loud if you can, silently if you must, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go. Become completely passive. Let your higher self come in the top of your head and saturate you. It'll give you just as much of it as is appropriate. Plenty to feel good, but not too much. No overwhelm allowed. So you can open fully and completely and let it in. I'm feeling pretty full, but we'll give a moment longer to everyone else. Looks like y'all are calling in and receiving your embodied awakenings pretty quickly. The way you'll know you're there, there's no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. The more passive you are, the better it works. That's feeling awfully good. All right, we'll call that excellent. By the way, this event will shouldn't take more than an hour. I'm releasing my former expectation. Well, event should last at least an hour. If we get done in less than an hour, that's all it takes. The members have let me know that they like some shorter events, but we'll take all the time we need to make sure you get the practice you showed up for here. All right, so our format will be. We'll do a practice round and wrap it up, and then I'll open it up for feedback afterwards. So, if you have a question or comment regarding the thing we just did, I'd love to, have it at that point, but not yet. Okay, Paula Reed and custom. Custom is easier, so we'll start with that. So, of course, the core invocations in the embodied awakening system, I'm sorry, in the IDA. Invocation system, instant divine assistance invocations are the awakening invocation, embodied awakening, and all the healing invocations. But these others are really handy. So, custom invocation simply lets you call in any flavor of energy you want and receive it on the spot. So, I'm going to give you a moment of if you at this moment wanted more of any particular kind of energy, what would it be? So I'm going to give you a moment to pick one and then we'll do it. So take a moment to decide what flavor of energy you're going to call in. All righty. And by the way, if you just can't decide, you can just call in highest good energy, and your higher self will send you whatever you most need, whether you know what it is or not. So that's a fallback if you don't have a particular preference. So here we go. So take a moment, close your eyes again, feel the body, feel the energy field at your baseline. It's good to know how you feel before and after so you can compare what the effect is. So the way we're going to do it, you're going to say maximum, and then I'll say then fill in the blank, and that's where you'll name the kind of energy you want, and then we'll close with that serves highest good, please. So that's how it'll work. Let's do it for real. Please repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Maximum, fill in the blank. That's you now name the kind of energy you want. That serves highest good, please. Let the words go. That's it. Now you become relaxed and you let it come in. Exactly the same follow-up as on the embodied awakening invocation we just did. You become completely passive. The energy comes in the top of your head, saturates you, and you just let it come in. Once again, no overwhelm can happen because of the phrasing you used. And we'll just let it soak in for a bit. Stay as passive as you can. The ego should not try to help in any other way than passively opening to the higher self doing it for you. Still feeling some strong incoming energies, so we'll let it keep coming. If you get to where you're all saturated and done, just hang out till I give you the next step, please. Just enjoy the energy. All right, I'm feeling saturated, but we'll leave just a moment longer in case anyone needs it. My experience tends to mirror the group, so that's how I gauge how ready the group is for the next stage. Okay. All right. So we're going to open it up for feedback. Would love to hear anything you'd like to share. Unmuting is now open. If you want to share what happened, please do. If you have a question, please ask it. You can do it by unmuting yourself. Or you can type it in the chat. And Denise on her iPad said hello to everybody a few minutes ago. Hello back, Denise. Thanks for being here. Nobody?
This is Marla.
Carla, thanks for jumping
It's too good to talk.
in.
I called for restorative energy and just it's working.
Good.
That's all I have to say.
All right. Well, thanks for saying it.
Thanks.
Anyone else have a comment on what happened or a question about it? I'd love just one more bit of feedback, even if you type it. That would be so helpful to me. Virika types. I gotta get back to this. Hang on. And I have to use my mouse. Hang on. So Virika says, maximum healing in my body that serves highest good, please. Maximum absorption of cancer tumors in my body that serves highest good, please. So I guess that's what you invoked. That's good to know. Thanks, Virika. Jennifer says, I have some raucous Panamanian neighbors loudly enjoying carnival. They were irritating me, so asked for acceptance. Now I'm smiling at their happiness. Good strategy, Jennifer. Good job. At least the Super Bowl's over. All right. Thanks for the feedback, everybody. And now I'm going to disable unmuting and we'll do our next Hollow Reed invocations. I think I need to blow my nose though, or sneeze. So I'm going to unmute my, I'm sorry, unmute me for and do that for just a second. Hang on. All right, I'm back. Okay. So Hollow Reed invocation is where you act as a hollow reed and a conduit, a pipeline, whatever you want to call it, to flow energy to others. So to demonstrate, I will flow energy to you. And this should work whether you're live or on the recording. So here's how I'll do it. Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me for the highest good of everyone on this call, whether they're live or on the recording. Starting now, thank you. The energy is flowing out. A bunch of beams are splitting off, one for every single person. I have no clue who's going to be on the recording, but the allies know. They live beyond time and space. And every single one of you guys on the recording is getting this, as well as everyone on the live call. Feels like y'all are getting filled up pretty good. No limit to this. At the end of my Mesa sittings, I send highest good energy to every being in the universe. Just a moment longer to send you guys whatever you most need. And Benjamin has no idea, but the divine power sending it through does. All right. Thank you, Spirit. Wrap it up. Would love quick feedback. Anyone who felt that had an effect or didn't feel it, would love to hear from you. What was it like to receive that highest good energy just now? You can unmute if you want or type. Orisa jumped in and asked for maximum optimistic outlook, feeling lighter. Great, Risa. So, anyone feel the energy that just got sent?
Yes,
Marcy.
it was. It's amazing. It's magical. I'm speechless, but thank you. It's just a surge of like a lightning bolt with such. It was so warming. It was very soothing and very warming and very uplifting.
Wow, that's pretty good for speechless. Well done.
I'm back to you. Thank you. Yes, I mean, wow, it's better than an LED light.
All right.
Have this turn on. Thank you.
Thanks for the feedback, Marcy. Jennifer said, yes, more peaceful and full of light. And let me be clear, Benjamin did not do that. I put the allies to work to send energy to you guys. Benjamin chilled out. I mean, I was narrating, I was feeling stuff happening, but I was not sending, I was not using effort, I was not visualizing, I was just there. And the beautiful divine allies were kind enough to send it to you guys and give you whatever you needed. And I wasn't aware of what any of you were individually receiving or anything like that. It just came. And that's how the hollow reed works. The human doesn't do it. They just act as a pipeline for it to come through.
So when we want to send it to many people, we have to be specific, you know.
Yeah, they have to know who to send it to.
Okay, so but you can add, like, in other words, it's like you can fill up the core. There's no
Oh,
maximum.
yeah. I just sent to several dozen people and I didn't name them, but the I specified who it was. Everyone on this call live on the recording, so they knew who to send to. Yeah, there's no limit to the number you can send to because the allies have that capability. All right, good question, Crystal.
That's very puffy. Thank you.
Cool. Got some more feedback. Make sure I didn't miss any here. Just a second. A little tricky to scroll on this thing here. Yeah, Viorica said, I feel chills on my body. Cass and Jim said, energy is so powerful, a bit dizzy, didn't stay a long time. Heather says, yes, felt tingly energy starting in legs and moving up through body, starting where I was having leg pain. Feels better. Good. Got some healing. Okay. So, whatever your highest good was, that's what happened. And that's pretty much how I do shamanism these days. I just show up and ask the allies to help. If the client has a specific request, please do that for them to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This is something better. Cover all the karma bases and it runs. All right, so I want to show you how to do that. Okay, so I want you to just start modestly. Think of one person you'd like to send energy to. It's easier to start with someone you'd love or like. So ideally, do that. It can be a human, an animal. You can send to a situation. I always send energy to Ukraine and for the highest good of the situation in and around Israel. But it's easiest when you're, if you're just starting at this, just to pick a human that you like. Or a beloved pet. That'd be fine. Just a moment longer for you to pick the recipient. Okay. So, ideally, you want to be an embodied awakening before you start. So just feel if we'll just top it up just to be safe. Okay, so let's just do another quickie. If you're already full, nothing will happen. But if you have any room left, you'll get a little more of it. So feel where you're at now, physical body, energy body, and say maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Be passive a moment, see if there's any room left for any more awakening for you right now. It's like some folks are getting topped off. Ooh, I am feeling sweeter. Moment longer. Just let it keep coming for a sec. Stay really passive. Good. So now, again, if you're there, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, effortless. Okay, so now you're in tip-top shape to be a hollow reed. You've picked the person. So now you're going to monitor how you feel now and then after you do the sending or the hollow reading, if you will. So take a moment, feel your own body and your own energy body. Just take a somatic snapshot. Don't get verbal with it, just feel it. Got the feeling? Good. Now, repeat after me. And again, when I say fill in the blank, that's where you put the name of the recipient. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me to serve name of recipients. Put it in there. Highest good. Thank you. Let the words go and chill out, relax, do nothing. More passive you are, the better it works. You might feel energy coming in your crown and going out the front of your body, out various chakras. There is no need for physical gestures. When I do this, my hands are palms down on my thighs. The energy comes out your chakras. And there's various gradations of how people experience this. Some people feel nothing at all, and the energy can still pass through. Some people feel the energy in their own body, kind of in the body and leaving it, and that's as far as their awareness goes. Some people can actually follow the feeling of the energy out to the recipient, and their awareness goes that far. Some people become really empathic and they feel the recipient's experience of the energy mirrored in their own body. And some people go so far as to automatically blend with the recipient. They become one blended field. And the energy transfer is more like a blending than a flow. And all that's spontaneous. Don't try to make any of that stuff happen. Just notice what your experience is on that spectrum. There's no better or worse. It'll all work just fine. Let it do what it wants to do. Leave it to your higher self to choose all the parameters. It's going to choose the color or colors. It's going to choose the levels the energy come from. If it needs assistance from other divine beings, it will call them in and put them to work. Your ego doesn't have to be involved with any of that. It's all on autopilot from the human perspective. You just relax and let the energy come through on its own. When they've had all they can hold, the energy will naturally taper off on its own. We'll let this run just a moment longer. If your energy is already tapered off, just hang out and just relax for a moment until we're ready for the next bit. Okay, that should do it. So obviously we probably can't get feedback from the recipient, but we can get feedback from you. So take a moment, feel once again your body and your energy body. Compare how you feel now to how you felt right before you started being the energy conduit. And I would love feedback on any differences that you notice between how you felt then and how you feel now. We are unmuted, so you can talk anytime, or if you want to type, you can type. But I really would love some feedback on your experience of the difference after you flowed. And if you're feeling all blissed out and it's hard to speak or type, know that consider it part of your mystical training to be able to function in practical ways, even if you're all spaced out. Hey, Vivian. Hi.
Hello there. In the beginning, asking for myself maximum energy and joy and enthusiasm, I did feel like energy coming right down my spine, which I actually felt was about forgiveness, which was
Ooh.
interesting. It's like something, yeah. So that was before we started the Holo Red. And then I asked for a particular person, and I actually felt a lot of energy really right in the brain, as if behind the eyes and in the center of the brain. And I haven't, can't formulate any questions about that, but I haven't had that experience before, so.
Wow. How do you feel now compared to how you felt as you started the Holo Read process?
I feel like it isn't quite finished, so I just let it go and trust that it's finishing itself in
Okay.
divine time, really.
All right. We'll take all the time you need for that.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that that's happening.
Okay, good. Thank you. We always appreciate having you on the calls, Vivian. You hold a lot of beautiful energy.
I have to be here.
Great. Thank you. All right. Marla, you were on. You can come back, but Trisha is live. Trisha?
Oh, hi. I came back to talk to you.
Okay. Thank
I
you.
feel like I'm a pillar of light. It's
Woo!
incredible. Oh, this is all so wonderful. It's really hard to come back and tell you about it because I just want to be in it, you know?
Well,
It's this is fabulous. This
so
is
this
so.
happened after you did the Hollow Read? Okay, good. So a clear, better energetic experience having done the Hollow Read, even though you asked for nothing for
Well,
your.
absolutely. Well, the first one just really helped me. I asked for, like energy because I'm really exhausted and I didn't feel well. And then I felt fabulous and I didn't want to talk. And then, or I couldn't, I don't know. And then you said, "Oh, you need to." Oh, okay, fine. And
Right.
then I did this sending, and it was like a pillar of light
Wow.
sent to the person. And it's so, man.
And you're feeling the pillar in yourself too?
Yeah,
All
I
right.
am.
All
Well, I
right.
think more I was. I can be good. But it's like coming through. You know what I mean? It's not about me. I'm
Perfect.
just part of,
Okay.
right?
All right. Thank you. That's great feedback for me. Thanks, Tricia. We got some written feedback. Hang on. Let's see what else we got here. So Jennifer typed, "I felt the energy move through me, especially as my heart chakra warmed. I sent it to my cat, who was fearful and hyper due to the noise next door," that Panamanian party, I guess. "She has settled down and looks blissful now, and I feel blissful too." Heather says, "Crown, eyes, hands all lit up." Cool. Any last feedback before I give my commentary on what's happening and what I expected to happen? Judy, why do I always fall asleep? I'm not sure, but as always, the common reasons why people fall asleep during processes like this is they're just tired and need sleep. Part of them is moving to a level of consciousness their human isn't quite ready for. So part of you gets there and works in that level while the human part of you just passes out. I think it was a third reason too. Oh, no, the third reason is when healing's happening, where they're doing such intense healing work that it would be too much for your human part, and they give you spiritual anesthesia and temporarily have you pass out. So those are the main reasons why people fall asleep, Judy. I just recommend A, try to come rested if you can to the events, and just persevere. I've had many people who were falling asleep for a while when they were first starting these events, and then they were able to stay awake more consistently as they went along. So just persevere would be a good strategy. Heather says, "Stomach very rumble." Oh, very rumbly. Okay, so that's one of your effects. So here's what I was expecting, and here's what happened. Most of you are reporting, "Wow, I feel better after I did the Hollow Read." And contrast that with a lot of people I've worked with who, when they send energy, they did it from their personal human reserve, and they would, use effort and visualizing and sending my energy to them. And they would get drained out and exhausted because they were depleting their own vital force and giving it to the other person. That's not, in my opinion, the best way to send energy. You want to keep your personal energy for yourself and have the higher parts, your higher self and the allies, send energy to that person. And they can do it so much better than your human can. And the energy is of far superior quality than any human energy you could send over. So, and when you do that, here's the bonus that a lot of you were experiencing. When you flow highest good energy to another person, you get highest good energy for yourself at the same time. And the recipient you're being the Hollow Read for gets every bit of energy that they would have gotten anyway. There's no diminishment of theirs, but the universe has an infinite supply. There's no end to it. It's infinite. And so they got plenty left over to send you your own highest good energy at the same moment. You don't even have to ask for it. It just happens automatically. So that's, I believe, why most of you were reporting, "Wow, I feel better," and theoretically, you could do this a lot. You could do this for hours and end up feeling better than when you started because it ain't your energy being depleted. Now, again, at some point, a human body has to sleep and rest. So I'm not saying you can just do it 24/7 forever, but just know that when you flow highest good energy to another person, chances are you're going to feel better when you're done because you are rewarded by the divine for your service. If you're truly just asking for their highest good and not putting a lot of demands on it. So that's what I expect. So any questions or comments about that?
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Marcy.
Now, I realize when we do hollow read, we don't do it for very long, sometimes just a few minutes, okay? So it doesn't really depend upon the longevity. I mean, once we have the intent.
Right. Yeah. And it also depends on how good a hollow read you are. In my book, when I talk about this, and in the course, and the course and the book are the same thing, basically. I say you could get so good and be such a great channel that theoretically, what initially might have taken you 5 minutes to flow through, you might later be able to accomplish in 5 seconds. And I'm not kidding. If you're really clean, you've really done your shadow work, you're really a clean pipeline. And all the gunk around the edges is cleaned off, or a lot of it, and you got more capacity, you can go faster and give them the same benefit in way less time if you have greater capacity for flowing energy through. Does that make
Okay,
sense?
now this is another question that I know that you'll understand.
Okay.
If somebody's sending somebody energy, but they have an agenda because they want that person to feel better, you know, it's like kind of control and manipulation, then it possibly won't work. I mean, you have to really, like you said, be kind of clean.
Okay, well let me speak on that a bit because that's a really important topic. And I cover this in the book and in the course. You have the free will right to do whatever you want. You could force to the best of your ability a particular energy to a person for a particular effect, and you would have the free will right to do that. I do not recommend doing that. Because to me, that's too close to black magic, or could be black magic, you know. None of us really knows another person's highest good. We may think we know, but are we really in direct communication with that human's soul, their higher self? And do we really know exactly what they need? And is it possible that the challenge they're experiencing might be exactly what they need and what they agreed to prior to incarnation for their growth opportunities? Don't know. So what appears to be a horrible thing happening to a person might be exactly what their soul needs them to experience. We just don't know. You have to have some humility, in my opinion, and just say, I just don't know what their highest good is. So the safest thing is just to say highest good energy to them and make no further specification and be fine with whatever comes through.
Okay, so I'm sorry to interrupt. So when I say it, I used to say for the highest good for all, but it should be for the highest good for
Well,
that.
for all is so let me explain that. When I say energy for, I usually just say for highest good, those three words. And I understand that to be shorthand for the highest good of the recipient and everyone else affected by what's happening here. So it is a highest good of all. I don't want to say all those words every time. But when I say for highest good, I mean for the highest good of the recipient and all affected by the energetic shift that's happening. So,
This is really, it's like practicing the piano. You can right, and it's a skill, it's an art, and it's incredibly useful now, you know, with so many people being in pain and being challenged,
you
and
very much.
you
Now,
know.
let me go one level deeper. And again, this is all from the course. You can ask for a specific outcome as long as you follow up with the karma-free safety clause. So, like when I do shamanic healing work, a client may ask for a particular outcome. I think I give the example in the course. A person says, "I want my wound, my shoulder to be completely healed and 100% functional. It's not working very well right now." So, what I might invoke is, "Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me. May this person's left shoulder be completely and finally healed." And then comes the karma-free safety clause. To the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. I've covered my bases. You know, I don't want to force that shoulder to be healed if, for whatever reason, I may have no clue about, their highest good is actually served by it not being healed. I don't want to interfere with their highest good. So if the healing of that shoulder does serve highest good, then it might happen. And if not, then it's really better for it not to happen.
It would really be wonderful just to be able to do a podcast or a workshop just on what we're doing now, especially because of these incredible times now. This
Well,
is.
actually, I do. I now have a new, when people find out about me and I offer them this free video that I just put up just not long ago, you know, it was our event from, I think, last October, where I taught all four invocations in a single event. I was a guest presenter on someone else's thing, and I whittled that video down from 90 minutes to about an hour, and just really made it tight and clear. And that is out there for anyone who wants to sign up for
Okay, so not to take time now, but right before this call, I got off. It was 8 minutes to 3 minutes to eight, and I said, "Oh, I have to get off." And she wants me to send her all the information about you. So what would I send? So you can text me or tell me now.
Just send her to astroshaman.com.
Okay.
Yeah, everything I do is linked from there. That's the simplest thing.
All right, thank you for all of this. It was very, very wonderful.
You're welcome, Marcy. Okay, so that's pretty much all the technicalities around Holler Reed. Those are the critical things that I think are important. Of course, again, you got free will. You can do whatever you want. These are just my recommended procedures based on my understanding of karma and how to be a light worker who's only serving the highest good of all. All right, any questions or comments about any of that? Vivian.
I have a question about a community intervention. I think I'd be able to frame it rightly. 2 days ago, I read that a community pantry was closing down, not because there isn't quite a bit of need and poverty in the area that they serve, but because the supermarkets who give their, nearly due by produce have so much demand on them that they're not being able to source the supply of things to give away or to sell at low cost that they used to. And my personal reaction to that was a bit of distress because I know how much that's needed. So I guess if I would frame something, it would be something like, and this is what I really want to double check, whether not necessarily to do the invocation, but to check the format of it, would be something like, Spirit that I am, divine allies, could you please send, acceptance, courage, and resolution of the difficulties that are faced by the staff and customers of Second Harvest in Kubala in the months that follow. May all distress about the closing of this place be resolved in ways that are to the highest good of all concerned, this or something better. Thank you.
Sounds
Did I
great.
leave anything out?
Nothing essential. I think your intention is clear and you're well phrased. And I didn't hear anything that sounded off to me.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Because I do hesitate sometimes. It's like, does this really work every time I get a kind of, oh no, that's terrible kind of
Okay.
response,
You just do
So.
the best you can, and what happens, happens.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah, one thing I always recommend on any invocation is, if possible, boil it down to the smallest number of words that gets it done.
Yes.
So, I remember.
I guess that's, part of clearing my own psychological response is to get it clear. That's the challenge. It's like, so what my own initial response about, in a way, there has to be like a pre-clearing of that to get to the finely tuned request, actually.
Yeah, there was a famous writer who it was back in the day when people actually wrote physical letters to each other, and he was writing to a friend, and he closed saying, "I'm sorry this letter was so long. I didn't have time to make it shorter."
Oh, that's perfect. Exactly. I love
Because you write long and then you edit short, right?
it.
In the same way, if you're doing a more complicated in flow like that, it might be good to write it down and edit it out a little bit and make it consistent.
It's like writing a piece of poetry. You actually have to edit it till you've got your clear
I mean, if it's
expression.
clean and simple, no problem. But
No, that's helpful. And what it brings up is the issue of maybe that it's worth putting a few minutes preparation into the invocation that you want to send in order that I myself have maximum clarity about what I'm
that can be
asking.
good. I mean, if you're really good at doing it on the fly and you can get the words right the first time, great. But if not, it might be worth a little time of, fine
And
tuning.
look, so some things that I do all the time are quick and it's really clear. But when something just that's new that hits me, what's coming up for me now as we discuss it is that I do have some, it's like you do a layer of clearing in yourself in order to get precise about what it is that you take the time to get it to get the short letter. I love that.
Exactly.
Thank
Yeah.
you.
Well, that's
Okay.
nice, Vivian.
All right. That's it. Thanks.
You're welcome. Jennifer typed, "Could you repeat the karma clause again? I need to commit it to memory." Again, it's actually called the karma-free safety clause, and it's 14 words long. All right. Sorry. "To the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better." And then you can put a thank you on the end. So, I will actually, I'm being told, put it in writing. So I'm going to open up Google Docs and dictate it in their voice typing. "To the greatest extent that serves highest good, comma, this or something better, comma, thank you, period." Okay, that typed out correctly. Let me paste it in the chat. Hang on. If I can get to the place where I can do this, hang on. All right. Oh, that's interesting. All right. "To meeting groups." Oh, is it set up differently? Weird. Okay. There we go. All right. It's in the chat. So anyone who wants to catch that and copy it, "To the greatest extent that serves highest good, there's something better. Thank you." That is my current, and that's also in writing in our course and in the book. Okay. Okay. So that's it, guys. We've done the custom invocation. We've done the hollow read and talked about all its parameters. And are there any final questions or comments before we close the Mesa and wrap it up? Trisha.
I just want to say thank you so much to you and the allies and everyone on the call. And this has been awesome.
Oh,
Thank
good.
you.
Oh, actually, there is one more cool thing we can do as a group. We do this on other calls too sometimes. It's where we all be a hollow read for each other. So don't exit yet if you want something really sweet here at the end. Hang on. So what we're going to do now, if you want to hang around for it, is to flow highest good energy to everybody on this call, live or on the recording, or live and on the recording, and you'll be receiving highest good energy from all of them at the same time. So this, if you thought getting energy from me felt good, oh, you're gonna love this. Okay. So let's do it. Close your eyes. This would be an advanced hollow read process. Take a moment to just feel where your starting is. Okay, So let's do it. Repeat after me, Spirit that I am, Divine Allies. Please flow the energy through me to everybody else on this call, live or on the recording, as I simultaneously receive the highest good energy flowing through them. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. All right, relax. And you cannot do this from your ego. So please just relax and let it run itself. Your absolute passivity will allow the energy to flow through you to the others and to receive their incoming energy at the same time. Very confusing if you had to do it from your ego, but effortless and easy if you just let it happen. That is a strong energy field. Woohoo! Enjoy that, folks. Just relax and let it run. Yeah, a lot of folks are moving into a sweet altered state. Feels like it might be stabilizing. Yeah, it feels like it's being fine-tuned now, so just relax and let them make little adjustments here and there. They're taking you to a new level, just allow that. I recommend. Almost done. Feel like that's good. All right. If you're up to it, you can type or speak. Would love feedback on what just happened. What was your experience of that simultaneously flow to everyone and receive from everyone at the same time? You can speak, you can type, whatever is easiest. I'd love at least one piece of feedback on that. Always interesting to me to see how people respond.
I'm going to tell you just because I want to thank you. It was ribbons of, you know, like in if you put ribbons on a fan and how the ribbons would just flow all over. That's how it felt.
Wow, sweet.
That was the best analogy, so I wanted to just let you know. That was beautiful. Thank you. Good
You're
night.
Welcome. You're welcome. As long as you're not ribbing me about that. Oh, Judy, what was your experience?
I felt that one. I didn't fall asleep.
Yay.
It was nice. It
Oh,
was
good.
A slight tingle going through my body.
A slight what?
A slight tingle,
tingle.
Going through my body. Yeah.
All right. Well done. Vivian said a strong flowing wash. Heather says waves of bliss. And then Vivian said, thank you, everyone. Blessings. All right. Yeah. I was hoping everyone would have a nice experience with that. Typically that's a sweet experience when we do that. So, a great way to go out. Now I will close the Mesa and wrap it up. All my yawns, as always, are not fatigue. They're just energy moving. Pachamama. Namakiya Wirakocha Inti Kuichi. Thank you, Ally, so much. Thanks for all your help in flowing all this awesome energy tonight. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been on this call, please stay with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Beautiful allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? And that's a wrap, folks. Thank you all so much. We got done in under an hour. Sweet. And grateful. There is no event on Wednesday, February 14 of 2024. That's Valentine's Day. So we'll take that night off. But we will be back on Thursday night doing a invocation coaching circle where people will get to do invocations with me supervising them. And I'll give you feedback. I'll empathically tune in. How's it going? Can feel what might need adjustment. So if you want to fine-tune and take your invocation stuff to the next level, any of the invocations is fine. We'll be doing that on Thursday night. So I'll look forward to seeing some of you then. And as always, grateful to each and every one of you for being members of Awakening Plus. So glad you are here. Big blessings, one and all. Bye-bye.